you decide you're going to do something entrepreneurial, you want it to be something that is different enough that people will take notice, but not so different that it's so outlandish and so out there that no one will pay any attention.
Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak-performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini-episode that you can access if you DM me, at Isolde T on Instagram, and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show.
Hey there. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I am walking and talking today. So the question that I want to ponder and I want to talk to you about is, why are creativity and innovation important in entrepreneurship? Isn't that a great question? Why are they important? What is important about being innovative and creative if you're an entrepreneur? Well, first of all, why are you an entrepreneur? What is it about being an entrepreneur, starting your own thing, doing your own thing that is exciting to you? In one way you can look at it is, hey, being an entrepreneur means you are deciding, or you have decided, to take on the mantle of solving people's problems in a way that hasn't been done before. Because quite frankly, most things have already been done, right? And there are usually companies that are pretty successful already doing them. So why would you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be an entrepreneur because you have your own unique way, your own innovative way of doing the thing that you're trying to do. You're not just going, oh, I'm going to try and sell veggie burgers because there are lots and lots of brands of veggie burgers out there. That's not helpful. If you want to do the first veggie burger that's going to turn your blue eyes brown or something like that, well, hey, what a great innovation. And I'm being a little facetious here, but it's an important thing to think about. Like, if you decide you're going to do something entrepreneurial, you want it to be something that is different enough that people will take notice, but not so different that it's so outlandish and so out there that no one will pay any attention, right? As entrepreneurs, we stand on the shoulders of giants, but we want to do things in an innovative and creative way. So that whole notion of being creative, of being innovative, is a way to set yourself apart from those who've come before you, right? You're not inventing the veggie burger or the vegan burger. Instead, you're finding a cool new way to make it, a cool new way to sell it, a cool new way to position it. Those cool new ways are all innovations, right? They're all, hey, there's a problem. People are getting tired of the same old veggie burger that tastes the same old way. So we're going to do something that's going to approximate meat more, let's say, and impossible and beyond we're born, right? So that's a way of doing it. That's a way of looking at innovation in entrepreneurship, that if you're going to begin something, you're going to want to do it differently than it's been done before. Creativity comes in a slightly different way. Creativity lets you think outside the box, right? You're not just solving a problem. You're freeing yourself up to brainstorm. You're freeing yourself up to imagine, to ask that famous question, what if? What if I were to X? That is a notion that we all have to think about as creatives. And as innovators, you think about that. You think about how you're going to solve things. You think about how you're going to envision things, how you're going to imagine things. And then you apply that to your business, to your entrepreneurial journey. And I hate that phrase, entrepreneurial journey, because I think it's not as much a journey as it is a process, right? Because sometimes you're standing completely still. It might be a journey. You might think it's a journey, but really it's a process where you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, and you can make little maneuvers, but really until someone else says, yes, it's okay, you're kind of sitting there. And that's when your innovative hat and your creative hat can really come into play, because you're never just sitting there. You're always going to look at it from the perspective of, what small thing can I do right now to make things better? What tiny thing can I do to improve the situation? And those tiny things are, again, as soon as you ask what if or how, those things are all innovations. Those things are all creative brain activities. So in order to begin to start thinking about, oh, I want to solve a problem no one has solved before, or I want to solve a problem in a way that no one has tried to solve it before, you're going to need to work those innovator muscles. That's a lot of what this is how do you figure out for yourself, how do you build that awareness to know what the problems are that need to be solved, and then to come up with unique solutions, ones that stand on the shoulders of giants, sure, but ones that are different enough and creative enough and enticing enough to get people interested in what you're doing, right? That's a part of this whole thing that we don't really talk about is that, yeah, if you're innovating, that's phenomenal. If you're creating, that's phenomenal. The other part of this that we have to think about is your innovation needs to be something that is creative, something that is enticing, something that is going to move the needle for you so that you can get out your expression out there. Whatever that is, whatever your unique solution is to the problem you've decided to solve, that happens only if you put on your entrepreneurial hat, but that hat has to have a little creative flower on it or something, and another flower with innovation. Both of those have to be present in order for you to really succeed as an entrepreneur, because you're not just doing the same old thing. That's not going to work, because there are already companies doing the same old thing. And the only way entrepreneurs are successful are if they stand on the shoulders of giants and build on what other people have done in that unique, creative, and innovative way. Alrighty, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. Still walking and talking, short little episodes, but I wanted you to have this because I think it's an important aspect of who we are and what we do. If you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a creative entrepreneur, as far as I'm an artist or I'm a designer, or you're an entrepreneur who's doing a new way to teach math better, you're still going to need to be creative and innovative in how you do what you do. Or people are going to go, well, I trust this other company more because they've been doing it longer. So you have to be innovative and different enough to entice them away from the same old, and be exciting and creative enough to make them go, oh, I want to do this too. Alrighty. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.